I'm entertaining a thought that the present owners deceived his father and through deception got him out of a partnership, a junior partnership. And he was moved not to get even, but to prove that he really had something within him and could be a success in spite of their deception.
Salutations and greetings. This is Never Mind Tricks. Better than the best you know. Happy Father's Day to these fathers out there. If you're not a father, I'm sure you have a father. As a matter of fact, I know you do. May or may not be with us on this earth plane. But take a day to reflect on the greatness that is fatherhood. Neville seemed to have a pretty tight-knit family. Everyone seemed to love his father, Joseph Nathaniel, who apparently drank a lot and held inner conversations in the morning after breakfast with his eyes partially shut. Interesting, the other day when a meeting in the office, a corporate meeting, somebody made a comment about how distraught, does that make sense? That the state of the times, the United States, was somewhat disparaging. Hence the title of today's episode, Times of the Signs. Now, it's interesting. I'm sure some people agree with the statement that was made. And some people are like, bull pucky. What the heck are you talking about? Things are just fantastic. They're great. They're phenomenal. True confession, at the time the statement was made, I made sure I was on double mute, and I'm sure my thoughts were heard somewhere. But I'm like, you voted for this guy. I mean, it is what it is, right? If you want to go back to the great book, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, I believe it was that book. If it was somewhere else, text me or email me, Neville Mind Tricks, NevilleMindTricks @gmail.com, and correct me immediately. He said, pick up one side of the stick, you pick up the other. So in your day-to-day, are you doing your Neville suggested activity? I can name them all, but you probably know them just as well as I do. To sin, this said, is to miss the mark, which is to know what it is to do, but to not do it. Some thought, some contemplative thought on this Father's Day. That's kind of interesting. I was thinking about the whole father thing and the joke. I brought it up before. I think it's a dumb joke. It could be true in some cases, but I think overall just dumb, the whole, you know what it is, the whole, oh, I have X amount of kids that I know of, or I don't have any kids
that I know of.
Yeah, just kind of dumb nonsense, but let's close today with some parental tip, which was really interesting, which had to do with Neville Goddard's parents. So happy Father's Day if you're celebrating today, whether it be yourself or with your father, or just thinking about your father or whatever situation you find yourself in. And until next time, dream better than the best. You know?
We made it. My mother instilled in us, when we did something of which she was ashamed, she would say to us, "Have you forgotten that you are a Goddard?" We didn't know. That must have been very important. Because mother said, "Have you forgotten that you're a Goddard?" Well, I never heard that we ever had any background. But all of a sudden, you began to feel that you must be important. So mother instilled it into our mind's eye. She made the name important. So today, it is important where we are. In the business sense, in every sense, it's important. But mother did that, and she married a man who had no background and took his name. But she made it important.